America's podcast for Friday, 21st of July, 2017. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by editor Annalise Little. Hello, Annalise.
Hey, David.
Today's podcast will be over the fertilizers market, specifically sulfur. Annalise, you recently attended the Southwestern Fertilizer Conference in San Antonio, and from what I understand, it wasn't a particularly active week for sulfur, but can you talk a bit on where the market is?
Yeah, I can. On the pricing side in the U.S., Potash Corp, PSC, has fully settled its third quarter sulfur contracts in Tampa at $74 a long ton delivered. That's up $4 from the second quarter. Mosaic, the other major buyer in the U.S., has said that it will not conclude negotiations until next week. In Vancouver, prices have been steadily rising along with China, which is a major importer of Canada tons. This week, Vancouver was up to $87 to $91 per ton. That's the first time that the Vancouver prices have been in the 90s since March.
And what's the status of exports?
On the U.S. side, exports to Brazil are very healthy. A cargo arranged by Oxbow for Copper Bras arrived in Brazil from the Gulf with 35,000 tons of sulfur. This follows a Valero cargo for Vale with 38,000 tons earlier this month. Several other North American cargoes remain on the water, including a California cargo and a soon-to-load cargo from the Gulf. Altogether, we're looking at just over 150,000 tons arriving in Brazil from the United States in July, and we haven't seen levels that high since March. Another big importer of U.S. sulfur is China, and on the West Coast U.S., Oxbow is set to load up to 15,000 tons of sulfur in Anacortes, Washington, at the beginning of August. After loading in Anacortes, the vessel will continue on to load some tons in Vancouver and then head to China. West Coast U.S. export prices were the same as Vancouver prices for a while there this year, but now they've fallen below. This has allowed California vessels to go to China, which is not always workable due to freight and pricing.
And what about exports in Canada?
Oxbow tons on the Lorenzos will go to Fertinal in Mexico and should arrive by next weekend. Petrosol also loaded a cargo this week, but the destination on that one, we don't know. Upcoming for Vancouver, MMB cargo is being negotiated right now, and Fertinal will need another cargo pretty soon here too that Vancouver suppliers will start bidding on.
Could you talk a bit on some of the things that are affecting production?
Yeah, so Syncrude in Western Canada had an unplanned shutdown that resulted in all sulfur shipments stopping. The producer's goal is to get back up to about 30% of capacity next week. This is one of several hiccups that Syncrude has encountered since March, including a fire, an unplanned outage, and then moving forward a planned turnaround to complete alongside these other unplanned repairs. British Columbia wildfires have had some effect on sulfur operations in the region, including at Enbridge. However, this is nothing like the production problems that the Alberta wildfires last spring caused.
Any idea on when Syncrude might have its situation resolved?
Before this latest problem, Syncrude was hoping to be back up and running pretty fully by the end of July. However, now with this new development, we will have to wait and see what their new adjusted timeline is.
Thanks for the update, Annalise. And thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you're interested in more information on what's happening in the fertilizers market or any of the other markets we cover, be sure to visit ICIS.com. And be sure to tune in for the next podcast.